Through these halls where lovers get lost and lust consumes the wicked. A place where reality collides with fantasy. In the pages where romance is second to none. Welcome to the Lover's Library.
Hey lovers!
I'm Carly.
I'm Sydney.
And I'm Zoe.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Coming in with energy.
Adam said, I don't know why Zoe is always so quiet on the when he does the editing. And I said, well, you know, Sydney and I are both very
loud.
Like high energy, loud, easily excitable. Kind of, and I wonder
because you then there's me
because you talk close to the mic, but your voice is just I think it's just a quieter, like
it's nice and soft.
You're so chill.
I mean, I am the quietest in my family too, but those people are loud.
I think I'm the loudest in my family.
I mean, I could see it, but that's okay.
Yeah, yeah. I can definitely see that. It comes and goes with me.
Well, since we're getting into some things about ourselves, we can do a, this episode is going to be a couch conversation.
Ooh, bringing it old school.
And it's, we're going to get deep. I have been sent a list of questions.
Oh, no. We're getting deep.
I'm not prepared.
I'm reading through them and I'm like, oh gosh, what am I going to, what am I
going
to say
question.
To that? So shout out to Jacqueline for some questions.
Shout out.
We have some more from Instagram. Yep. We'll get to those as well.
Yeah,
and we might even get a little impromptu visit from the guys. See if we can get
boys.
Adam and Peyton over
Scandal.
Here to answer stuff here in a little bit. So let's do this. So the first question I have is, if you had to live in or replace the main character but follow the plot and events of a book, which book? And it has to be one that we reviewed.
Pride
so you have to follow it like exactly like the book played out.
Ugh, I can't not be as dumb as them.
Could we, it, with our own common sense?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like sometimes you could come to the same conclusions.
Probably.
Just maybe quicker. But where's our books?
They're over here. I have mine.
I cannot see it.
Well, I think I would do You with a View.
That was a really good one.
That was a great book.
Mm. I still think I want to say Pride and Prejudice because I want to dress like them all the time.
Yeah.
Dead.
Well, I don't know because her family drove me nuts.
Fourth Wing
Girl.
Or
Fourth Wing, I would not make it through the book. I would die.
Yeah. What about A
no.
Witch's Guide to
That's what I was
fake
gonna,
dating
no,
a
no,
demon.
No, no, no. It wasn't that one.
I like
What's
that
the
one,
other
though?
One?
Oh,
Assistant to the Villain.
Assistant to the Villain.
I would do that book because I want to see what happens next.
Goodness gracious.
Hannah.
I would definitely not do that one.
I would. I love that book. It's one of my favorites.
I couldn't do that because she was the sunshine and the grumpy sunshine. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure that I am.
Yeah.
But I am the sunshine.
I'm what they call the black cat friend, you know?
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say it. I was like, golden retrievers.
Yeah.
I referred to us as golden retrievers earlier today, too.
Oh, yeah?
I was scolding Adam for talking last episode, and he said, yeah. He's like, I didn't even hear anything on the recording. And I was like, yeah, but Zoe and I heard you, yes. And we immediately stopped talking, and we both looked at you like, you're talking. Why are you talking?
My ADHD cannot focus.
I know. I said, we both said squirrel at the same time.
And I watched it all happen. I was just like, and we're back. Come on. Come back, guys.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm the golden retriever then. I'm probably like a beagle or something, you know.
Oh, beagles are.
A poodle.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. I'll have to think of what you are.
Cocker spaniel?
No. You might be a German shepherd.
Fair.
Not my German shepherd. She's a tweaker.
No, I'm thinking like loyal and loyal. Like solid, you know,
yeah.
Like a,
I can dig it.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
That'd be,
give me a moment. I might just pop up with a dog name
a pug.
At some point. And then you guys would be like, what are you talking about? Oh, remember two episodes
Callback.
Ago when
right,
we were
right.
talking about Sydney?
Well, since we're on the topic of Sydney,
oh,
we
no.
have a request.
Oh.
Everyone wants to hear you say
no.
Fuck.
No. I'm not saying it. No.
She said, say it. Just do it.
I'll say F.
I can't say it.
Do you ever say like frick? Freaking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you freaking
close?
Yeah. That's as close as you get.
When I grew up, we couldn't say like that sucks. So we would say like, my Nana thought was funny, and Oryx is a brand of a vacuum, so we would say that works. Like, I'm not even kidding.
That's funny. I say dag nabbit.
Yeah.
Dag nabbit.
I say jeepers cripes.
Jeepers cripes. I say geez Louise a lot.
I can't take the Lord's geez name. Louise. I can't say the Lord's name in vain, so I gotta say jeepers cripes.
Yep. Okay. Does anyone have a good joke? They want to hear our best jokes.
Yo mama. That's it.
Man, you put me on the spot.
I know. I thought I had one, but then I lost it.
I heard a terrible, awful joke at work the other day.
Let's hear it.
Okay, so.
I'm so excited.
This patient comes in and he is a probably most likely, well, he's married to a woman. So he's a straight white male, just okay. To start,
octogenarian,
start us off.
Is he 50s? What are we?
He's an old man.
Octogenarian,
yeah,
80s?
Yeah.
Okay.
So. Big let's words. Say so he is telling he doesn't even know these people, he's going around to other patients, hanging out, talking to them, drinking coffee, telling them jokes, right? He's telling everybody a funny joke, whatever. He gets over to us and he says to me, okay, first let me tell you one. He told the girl next to me, what do you call a cow with no legs? Ground beef. That's a funny one.
Funny.
The next girl, he says, why do hummingbirds hum? Because I can't remember the lyrics. Dorky, funny. That's he gets cute. To me and he says, what do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
Oh, no.
Nothing. You already told her twice.
Oh, shit.
I was like, first of all, why me?
All right. Because I will give you those black eyes.
I would have poked him in the eyes right then and there. Pink.
I said, why couldn't I have an animal joke too?
Oh my gosh.
That older generation, boy.
I mean, Adam, I did laugh, but unhinged. It was.
I Adam was like, has some good where? Dad jokes.
Adam, come Adam, and tell come us a dad joke.
His dad is.
The epitome
full of these.
The epitome of the
and
dad joke.
Adam has
the
probably
first time,
acquired a few. Come tell the elevator
he's,
one.
He's whispering.
What's the
any.
Elevator one?
I don't have any.
You don't remember it?
He got embarrassed, guys. No, I'm kidding.
There's one that his dad tells every time they get into an elevator.
Going up?
Yeah.
What floor?
Anywho. So the next one,
keep it in.
We're apparently all terrible at jokes.
Yes.
Mine is more situational jokes, you know?
Yeah.
I give it to you in the moment.
What did we get the other day?
That's
there were popsicles?
Said.
I think they were popsicles and they had jokes on the sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And they were so funny.
I like the Laffy Taffy ones.
Something.
Doesn't
yeah.
Snapple have it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were good. They were good jokes.
My Papa Joe, he's my grandpa. My Papa, he has... the best, like every single Sunday he'll have a joke. I'm just like, that's funny, guy, but I will never remember them ever.
If you tell me to tell a joke, I will never be able to make you laugh, but sometimes I can just crack a good one.
Yeah,
you know?
Every yeah. now and again.
But I'm more of the, like in the next book that we just read, I'm that guy. I just have like a sarcastic random
right.
one-liner.
Right I'll say like nutsack in the middle of the
She
the
said
podcast.
It again.
There's your F word, nutsack.
Close enough.
Yeah, there you go.
I love that. That's hilarious. Well, our next question is for Adam and Peyton.
Ha ha! You thought you escaped, but you didn't.
So we're going to need them to come over here.
Alrighty. We'll
see how long they hem-haw about this. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, us girls have described our dream guy before. And now they say that the tables have turned and the people want to know, what are your dream girls like prior to meeting us, of course?
Who Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick?
Oh, yeah.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah.
I feel like this isn't fair because it's a double standard
in society that men aren't allowed to find other women attractive like women are.
Yeah, can we get a picture?
Whatever. That's why we're asking you these questions, because we want to know. It's okay.
You're not going to get in trouble.
I'm just curious now. Like, I really want to know.
I don't know.
Who's your celebrity crush?
I'd say right now, Sydney Sweeney.
Oh. Yeah.
Come on.
That's funny.
That's a good one.
Was she?
Anna
is
Kendrick
she?
Is also a good one.
Yeah, I also like Lily Collins.
I don't know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Collins' daughter.
What? So when I made you watch that movie, you were really digging it then, huh?
I wasn't mad. Sydney Sweeney's the current thing with most guys.
For real?
Oh yeah, she's viral. No idea. No matter.
A business guy.
Not the guy in the movie, though. She's not dating Glenn.
No,
that movie. She was terrible acting in that movie, though.
I was cute.
The movie
I liked
was okay,
it.
But she was,
Anyone But You.
She seemed awfully fake.
Yeah, we watched Anyone But You. Dang, Adam. I'm sorry. I'm not blonde and I don't have blue eyes.
Here we go. All right. I'm gonna go back.
I'm already feeling real sad about this, but I kind of want to know another. Who else?
Oh my God. Girl, okay, guys. That's good.
No, I want one more. Tell me one more. He said two. You can't steal his. You have to pick another.
I don't think about this stuff. I don't know.
He's content in his relationship, Carly. I'm trying to get this man in line.
I gotta know. Tell me one more.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Hold on, give me a second.
Is there someone on like Instagram or TikTok that you watch that's hot? I have a guy, the horseshoe guy.
You
He's
mean the
a
guy
farrier.
That chops wood, right?
Remember? He was one of our picks.
Yeah.
He's not the same guy that chops wood?
No.
People so really rich. Like, oh, they like him though.
Yeah. But he's really fun to watch. It's insane, those horseshoe things.
I guess I could do one off TV. We'll go with Aaron Doland. That's another good one.
Who's that
one? I don't even know.
ESPN Sports Better. Just because the guys have talked about her before, that's the only, I mean.
So Aaron? Who's your man crush then?
Man crush? Mm-hmm. like in what realm? Anywhere?
Yeah.
I don't know.
A man crush?
Yeah, like mine's Ryan Reynolds. God, I love him. Yeah. He's great.
I like Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt's one of the good ones.
But he's probably my third favorite Chris. Maybe even fourth. Number one's Chris Pine. Two, Chris Hemsworth. Three, Evans. And then four, Pratt. Yeah, he's my fourth.
Ew. Hemsworth is your second over Chris Pratt?
I like Chris Pine a lot.
I don't know people's names.
No, I don't. Oh, what are you doing? I like Captain Kirk, and I like Princess Diaries 2 version.
That was the correct answer. But I love a man with long hair, so Chris Pine with Shaggy is delicious.
I like how, like, hold on, let me show you. How, like, this is one of Adam's picks, right?
Let me see.
Okay, and let me show you one of mine.
I just don't like her personality, face, anything.
I don't watch ESPN.
No offense, girl.
He picked her, and this is
Formula
like...
Formula One.
I meant Sydney Sweeney.
Oh.
And then this is mine.
I don't think I've actually watched him. Ah, love him.
Jack Black.
Adam picks like blondes with blue eyes and big boobs.
See,
and I pick
this is
Jack
why,
Black.
No, this is why he didn't want to do this. I'd feel like, be like, dang, I just walked
Penny
into a trap.
I've talked about this a lot.
Rio is not ripped.
Who's Rio?
From Good Girls. He's my favorite.
Mm.
He's the one that started this question because he's Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
yeah,
I do like Mexicans.
Mm-hmm.
I like all
just
the
like Mexicans.
I like all the varieties of
Happy Cinco de Mayo. Hey,
darker skin tones. Just take me across the everything. Yeah, and then I married the whitest guy ever. So it's cool. He's just deprived of melanin a little bit.
Just a little.
It's a large majority of the. America.
Really? I've never noticed.
Oh my gosh.
What's the next question?
We can thank Jacqueline for that last question.
Jennifer Aniston is gorgeous. So
he likes Jennifer
that.
Aniston as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just as funny as Anna Kendrick, so I have no worries.
Oh.
Wait, if they
I don't
asked
know how I feel
each
about
other's
that question.
Man crush,
see?
Who's your girl crush?
I wanted
then?
To know, too.
Huh? Hmm? Who's your girl crush? They did their man crush, so who's your girl crush?
Keke Palmer.
She's gorgeous.
Didn't I pick her for something, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ooh, who's my girl crush?
I love her.
I think... Ooh.
I also like...
I like...
Melissa McCarthy.
I literally despise her.
What? Mm-hmm. I love her. She's hilarious.
If there's a movie that she's in that I want to watch, if I find out she's in it, I won't watch it.
You're hilarious.
I Break love me. Britney Spears. I actually
I can't
have
do
a,
I can't do it anymore. She's an ick for me now.
I have a signed photo of her on my wall in my living room. That's how much I love her.
Oh, you know what? Mine's probably Adele.
That's
she's
probably
gorgeous.
True for you.
Freaking mm-hmm. love Adele.
I'm surprised it's not Taylor.
No, she's not my type.
Swift? Mm.
She's
oh,
not.
We're going by our type.
She's not funny enough, or loud enough, or obnoxious enough. Who else? Okay. Do you got one?
Nope.
Okay. If you guys could do it again, what dream job would you choose knowing what you know now?
I wouldn't go in the field I'm in.
So there's still time.
I would have no money. Not dropped out of college.
Okay. If I could do it all over again, I would have gone to RT school straight out of high school.
Really?
For sure. And then if I had wanted to pursue anything else, I would have done it at that point. Mm-hmm. Because now I'm like, you know, so much student loan debt and whatnot and everything. And like my school it was expensive, but it was so short for the amount of pay that we make mm-hmm. is very a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
And I always tell, I'll tell people, I'll be like, if my kids ever don't know what they want to do, like when they're ready to graduate high school, I'm going to like encourage them to go to like RT school, get your prereqs and become an RT and just work for a little while. Cause there's nowhere else you're going to work the number of hours that you have to work and mm-hmm. make a decent amount of money.
Right.
So if you don't know what you want to do, at least get some prereqs done.
Always.
Get some experience. And work as an RT for a while and just freaking, like, I have so many of my single young coworkers that went to RT school, like, real early on. They're, like, traveling all over.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a couple of them that are, like, I don't know if they're in Italy still, but they were just in Italy. And, like, within the last year, they've been to, like, Paris and all over the place.
It's mm-hmm. wild.
That's and I'm so just cool. like, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Now I have kids and I can't go anywhere. But I think I would still be in the same kind of line of work, probably, because I really do like my job. I just would have done it sooner.
I wish I would have taken acceptance to vet school and not had a mental breakdown.
Hmm.
But if I did, I wouldn't have ended up here. So
that's true.
Everything happens for a reason.
No, that's what I think about a lot. So
I don't know. I knew what I liked, but I didn't have a passion yet. But the field I'm in just doesn't make money. So you sacrifice a passion for a pay. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we're kind of coming out of a bitter place right now because I'm just not happy where I'm at. But
yeah,
you know, but I still love what I love the kid aspect of it.
Yeah. What I think you would be a really good librarian.
I think so too, but you have to have like a master's degree.
Yeah, but could you work on getting that? Like, because then if you had your own library, like you could still have the kids side of it because mm-hmm. you would be working on planning events and helping kids learn about books and all this cool stuff.
Yeah.
You could even work in a school and be a librarian in a school.
I loved my librarian in elementary school. Like, I've always loved the library.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it is something, I mean, just, I don't know. I've looked at libraries and where we live and everything like that. There was a job and it got filled at a library in the children's area.
You didn't apply for that, though.
I did.
I thought you weren't going to.
I did, though.
Oh.
But it got full.
Boo.
Which, honestly, fair. I get it. Who wouldn't want to work at a library? But I mean, I think like as of right now, I have this business thing in mind and it involves like children and coffee, like my two loves in life, maybe a book in there. I just haven't fleshed it out yet. So
yeah,
it's something I'm considering, but entrepreneurship is also another whole.
Almost need like a business degree.
Yeah.
To go into that, just to know all the different sides of it, because there's so much.
Yeah, like insurance and you probably need a lawyer and then all that and all that.
Yeah. Ugh. Well, what would be the worst job for you with your personality, do you think?
Pretty sure I worked it already.
You're like, already been done.
You know what? I feel like I have a really adaptable personality. Like, I took the Clifton Strength Finders just recently, and one of my five top strengths was adaptability.
Very nice.
So there's not a lot that I just can't do. But I will say, I don't want to be doing no hard labor job. Mm-mm. I need to be able to sit down in the middle of the day and take a 30-minute break. So no like super strenuous hard labor like in a factory.
So you wouldn't be an ER nurse?
No. If I was working at a hospital, I would be an L&D.
Labor and delivery.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with bodily fluids of any sort at all ever.
Yeah. I think
that's my answer. Sorry.
What?
If I wasn't doing what I'm doing now, I was actually, before we moved to here, I was going to go and be a midwife. I was going to go to school in Maine and be a midwife. That was like my
That's
goal.
That's pretty cool, actually. You'd you be can so still good do at that. Like calming people down.
Right?
Although
midwifery.
I might be a not making fans here when I say I do not believe in midwives.
Why not?
Sorry about ya.
You know, I can see that coming from like
everything
that you do and knowing like how many babies could have been helped more if there was a complication. So yeah, I can see both sides of it.
Yeah. But when we came here, I was in between thinking like, should I stay in my field or should I go into something different? And labor and delivery was like the next step because I was like, this is more attainable. And then you can actually do it anywhere. Like it's transferable.
Yeah.
See, with midwifery, it's a little different because it's just different. So
yeah,
it was harder to get into. Plus it was like not a ton of schools in America. Like it's more done in like Europe. I mean, it is done in America, but
yeah,
it's more widespread in Europe.
I think I really like my job. Like I'm glad I ended up being an RT and not a nurse, because I was actually initially going to be a nurse. So maybe that would be my worst job, would be a nurse.
Really?
Because when you become a nurse, you get a job and it's usually on one unit or one floor, and you stay in that area until you quit and get a new job or you transfer and work somewhere else. So you learn a whole lot about one little thing. So like, take the labor and delivery nurses, for instance, like they know a lot about having a baby, complications, post like having a baby, all these things. Mm-hmm. Put them in adult world or like ER, they don't know what's going on. Or you'll be like, here, start an IV on a kid. And they're like, I don't know how to do that. Some might. I'm not putting a blanket on everybody there. But that's what I like about my job, is I get to move around. And I'm like, I don't think I could be a labor and delivery nurse. And like, when people find out that I work in the NICU, they're like, well, how do you handle that? Like, with sick babies and if they die and all this stuff. And I was like, I don't see healthy, chunky, happy babies. Like the ones that come to us, there are things wrong, you know, like we get very, very tiny, very premature babies. And when that doesn't work, in my mind I can rationalize it, like I can see why this doesn't work. But I could not be a labor and delivery nurse where everything's going great and fine
until
everything
not.
Seems fine and the baby comes out and they're not fine,
right?
And they're dead, and you have to handle that
trigger,
like
trigger warning. Yeah
trigger warning. Like I could not do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, nope, not for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I like my little world with the babies. Don't bring me near kids. Don't like kids either. If they can talk, if they can talk, I don't want to hear it. And that's it. It sounds funny, but at the same time, it's in a serious way of like, if you've had a kid look at you and say, help me,
mm-hmm.
that will destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer my babies that cannot yeah. look at me and mm-hmm. say, help me.
Right.
Like, fuck, that kills you.
Yeah.
But on a lighter note.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life.
What third date situation would you want to live out in one of the books you have reviewed thus far?
Okay. I want to go first.
Ooh, I'm glad you know this because I'm like, what?
I don't know this. My sentence is going to be, I love it in books, but if I was, because most of these are situations where they mm-hmm. like haven't known each other for very long or anything.
Yeah.
And so if this is my first time being physical with somebody and like one of these
that's how it happens.
I could not. I don't yeah. know how I would feel. I like it in my books, in real life.
Okay.
It stays in the bedroom.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
You
what is
I need to know about it?
Yeah.
What is it?
No, that's no, it. That's I don't it. Like the like. I oh, yeah. imagine.
I thought you were like leading up to the.
No.
Sometimes I read the stuff in the books and I'm like, now how does that work? Like I don't know.
There was one book where he had her up against the wall, and but her leg was up, and then his, he was like,
he was in the shower, in the restroom,
taking his. Member for out from ugh. His belt line and the way it was being described I was like this physically cannot make sense mm. there's no way but I don't have a book particularly in mind
because mm-hmm.
most of them make me cringe
yeah
oh.
We do know we both like a good window scene
yes
so
but I like the panties on
it can't be in daylight. You have to be far evening enough time. Up in the sky that people can't see you up against mm-hmm. the window. There's a lot of stipulations to these
have
things.
Have to be in a
here.
Penthouse, so you have to be yeah. a billionaire.
Yep. Yep. So.
I can't remember any specific like situation.
You want it on the beach, don't you?
No. Sand?
Sand.
Ew. Sand in all the places.
Every crevice.
I don't know.
The ones that make me feel the most are when somebody is like upset and the guy is cradling her face and telling her it's gonna be okay. And I'm like, oh my God, that's super cute. I love that. Now kiss.
Yeah.
I like when there's like, it's like so tense. Like they're mad at each other and or like he's like super protective. And like there was a situation where he had to be like super protective and
mm-hmm.
he's like, no, you're mine or something like that. Mm-hmm. I think I like those kind of situations. But when it's just like random and aggressive, I'm just like, okay. Ew.
In real life, though, I'd be like, I don't know about that.
The mine.
Yeah.
The possessiveness.
Mm-hmm.
I love reading in books, but I don't but know if I can
But it goes two ways because it's like you want your person to be protective of you.
This is hard to answer without saying like these are all of the things that I enjoy.
Right.
No, I was just thinking of personality wise with you saying like you're mine or blah 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 and being like protective and whatnot. It's like there's a fine line between that's too much
mm-hmm.
and that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like you love me, you want to protect me, but you still understand that I'm independent. And all right. these things. So yeah. I don't know, that kind of took it.
The line between control
yeah.
and love.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. We have a few more. This one has multiple questions
oh God.
To it. It's a multiple parter. So we want to know, what is your dream date night? What are we wearing? What are we eating? Okay. Are we too full from dinner for spicy time?
Hmm.
Spicy time before dinner.
There you go. Knock it out beforehand because then you can just have ice cream and go to bed.
Right. Peyton and I used to walk around the river all the time mm-hmm. and that was something I really enjoyed. So I would like for him to have a full picnic planned on like more of a secluded area. Maybe there's water nearby.
Mm-hmm.
We're on like cozy grass mm-hmm. on a blanket.
Yeah.
We're just eating strawberries, having a good time.
That'd be cool.
And then maybe have sex there. But nobody's around.
Right. Yeah, nobody's around.
The safe environment.
Oh, I think mine would probably be something like that, a little bit like that too, like outside. Adam and I just went to Texas. Like last weekend, or have been a while.
Oh, since when this comes out.
But we went this one day, we went golfing in the morning, and then we went and took a rest, and then we went to a bookstore, and then we went to another bookstore that had a bar.
Oh.
And we got to listen to live music, and we love live music. We were just talking about how that was like so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would be a lot of fun. But what if I've never been to a concert on the beach?
Ooh. I would love to.
Or have like live music on mm-hmm. the beach, or like a bonfire on the beach. I would like that a lot.
Me too.
And then, yeah. I'd probably be wearing something comfortable.
Oh, you didn't say what you're wearing.
Yeah. I'd probably be like, if it was warm out, like jean shorts. In like a cute top or something.
I'm gonna be in like a cute sundress and my Vans.
Yeah. I'd be in flip sandals for sure. And what are we eating? Well, if we're on the beach, we're definitely eating fish tacos.
Mm. Barf. And then having sex afterwards? No thanks.
Have you ever had fish tacos?
No, I don't like fish.
Yeah, so that's where that, yeah. Fish tacos are amazing. Adam and I had some
fish tacos
this one time. In California, and we like were sitting at this bar that was like right by the beach.
Oh, I mean, if you're in California, then
and it was awesome.
It's worth it,
and
it's fresh. You live to mid America.
All of the fish is gross. If it's from the water, I don't want it. Thank you.
Oh my goodness!
Except for seaweed, I'll eat seaweed.
Ew.
Okay.
Next.
Okay. So when I was in Amsterdam, me and my friend went to like one of our last little things that we had planned was to do this like riverboat.
Mm-hmm.
And they had like dinner in this boat. And so we just like it was a girls' trip. So we were just like talking about the trip because it was like our last day before we left. And I was like, if I could redo that with a significant other, I think that would be great.
So like the French people when they're like rowing you in the boats?
It was
Did the
covered.
Water smell?
No. Well, okay. So it was a boat, right? And it had like a lower deck.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a glass ceiling over it.
Ooh.
So, and they like had windows that you could open. And so, like, there's other people there, but we had our own little table, and we were able to just eat at our table and, like, mm-hmm. talk and whatever. And so we had the windows open, and we were just, like, going through the canals in Amsterdam.
That's really cool.
So it was, like, really cool. And it was, like, pizza, so we just had pizza. Mm-hmm. And wine. And I was like, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I would recreate that. That was fun. And I love red on me, or like orange. So I think I would go something flowy red or orange.
Red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
That's yeah. good.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your favorite phone app?
Instagram. Or there's this new app called Lemon 8.
Oh yeah. I've heard of that.
It's like Pinterest in every single way.
Yeah.
But it's.
You're on that a lot?
Not really. It just pops up a lot, and I'm just like, oh, that's interesting. So, but I'm on Instagram a ton. And you know what? I really like Gmail. Like my Gmail app.
I check my email like I'm waiting for an important email.
I know.
I don't. I have 77 unread emails right now.
I have 4,518.
Why? If you're on Gmail. It all the time.
No, because there's just ads.
I have zero.
But you're on it all the time, so why aren't
For
you deleting
work,
them?
I have like four different
oh, Lordy.
Ones.
Me too. I have like six emails on there.
Yeah, and like if I like looked at my Yahoo, which I don't, I have 10,000 combined.
I only get on that when I have to restore a password.
Right, exactly.
Have notifications on my phone. If there's a bubble that has a number, I will actually freak out.
That's Yours my, don't show bubbles?
I don't have notifications.
You can turn that off completely?
No, I... I will make sure that I go through everything. I look at everything.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay.
So there is not a notification.
I was going to say, my phone doesn't ding when I get notifications for things, mm-hmm. but the red bubble is always there.
Oh, no. I can't. It freaks me out.
I do try to clear it most of the time.
And I can't have, like, Peyton's phone is ungodly. Just, there's a million apps. None of them are categorized. Ugh. They all have notifications. My phone is two screens. There are four boxes of, like, the categories on one screen and four boxes on the next screen. That's how I like
it. We should do a screenshot of our home screen.
We should.
And show. Well, I would have to, like,
I have, like, several tabs.
How many tabs do you have in yours? I have one.
Mine goes over quite a few, but some of them don't have stuff on it.
Five. I have five. But the last two are just, like, two new apps I have.
That's nice. I need you to organize my phone.
I have a couple of categories, but I mean,
if I'm gonna look at my phone all day, I don't want to see all the things.
Six.
But I would say my
six swipes.
Favorite app. I don't know. It's kind of hard. Amazon.
Kindle. I would say Target.
The Kindle.
I was gonna say I really like the Libby app because I can read free books all the time. Mm-hmm. Which, if you don't know what the Libby app is. It's
get into it, honey.
Yeah.
A library card you can get at a library for free. Mm-hmm. Download this app. Read books for free online. Yep. You're welcome.
I like Time Hop. I check that almost every day.
Really?
What is Time Hop?
Mm-hmm. You don't know what Time Hop is?
It
looks at your camera, your photos, and then you can link it with, like, your Facebook and your Instagram, and it will show you memories from that day from
That's
the
cute.
Past years.
Nice.
And so it's just a fun little thing.
I would say the app that I use the most is either Hexasort or Happy Color.
What is that?
Those are my games. My Happy Color is a color by number.
Mm-hmm.
And Hexasort is you sort hexagon tiles by color.
That sounds lovely.
My favorite
game.
Can
you send that to me?
Yes,
that
I
sounds
can.
Great, actually.
My favorite one used to be called Woody.
Oh, one of the podcasters that I listen to, he talks about that app.
Yeah, it's called Wodoku now. Oh. But it's
like Sudoku?
Yeah, you move these, like, wood tiles to mm-hmm. clear them. Kind of like Tetris, but different. But
I only have two games on my phone. And, like, it's usually a game that I play, like, when I'm on vacation. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't try to use my phone a ton.
We know. When you don't text us back for days.
Oh, we should talk about that. It's 1010 exclamation mark and then 2048. They're like,
oh yeah, I like that one.
2048 is great because it's like, it's only, what is it? Times 2 or 4, yeah. 8, 16, like those kind of numbers. And you uh-huh. combine them to get this huge number.
Oh.
And it's like, what's that one tile game where you're trying to fit everything into one so that it only has one spot open.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Oh, we got one of those, like an actual physical one for Jackson.
Ugh, love it.
I don't know where that thing went.
And then 1010 is just putting these different shapes together, and then they'll, like, knock each other out once they're, like, in one line.
Yeah.
Vertical or
That's like Woody.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit.
And I like Snapchat, but mm-hmm. I use that with my family mostly.
I'm not on it. I got it for that one person, and yeah. then now I'm just
You
on
were
it.
On it a lot, and not anymore.
Yeah.
I don't like...
I'd be on Insta.
I don't like to update my Instagram or my Facebook because I don't want people to know what I'm doing with my life.
Mm.
Quit being nosy.
Yeah.
But Snapchat, I use... I'm on it every day with my family.
You know,
my mom likes to call all
to
of us at the same
stuff.
Time. I will.
I want to know what
I'll
you're doing
at
all
it.
Times.
I'll just send you random stuff of, like, my cats. And
I have you on Life 360. I'll be like, Zoe's home. And then every morning when it says you leave your house, I'm like, oh, she has to get up so early.
I get up so early.
Most I hate it. Every time I see it, I feel bad. I'm like, oh.
I sleep on the way to work, so it's okay.
A luxury.
So gross. Okay. What is your favorite boozy beverage? I have one.
I have one, too.
I also have one.
I don't know that I ever had one until... recently.
It's been about a year. I've had a consistent one thing.
I really like Palomas. I had a very bad run-in with Palomas several years ago where I unintentionally gave myself alcohol poisoning.
Sorry.
There is a Paloma, like, mixer
Okay.
That you mix in. So you have your tequila and Adam
like got a margarita.
Kinda. Adam got a good recipe from a friend, and it was like you use a seltzer, mm-hmm. or a lemon lime seltzer or something like that, and then you do some tequila, and then you do the Paloma mixture, which is like a grapefruit juice, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and it was really good. And we were having drinks with friends one night, and I finished the mixer, and I'd only had like one drink or something like that, and so I wanted some more. Well, we lived right next to a liquor store at the time, so I walked over there, and I was looking around, and I couldn't find any. And finally, the girl was like, oh, I found one, and she showed me the bottle, and it was like a Paloma mixer. Well, I didn't know that it already had tequila in it.
Oh, no.
And so I had the tequila from that with an additional shot of tequila in the drink, and I ended up getting so dry. I was throwing up. It was awful. And I stayed far away from Palomas ever since then. But this last weekend when we were in Texas, we found this brand. It's called Two Chicks.
Mm-hmm.
The freaking cutest can I've ever seen.
Let me see.
And it's a tequila grapefruit cocktail, a sparkling Paloma.
That is cute.
It's already like pre-made.
Yeah.
And it was so good and it was so cute. And they have all these other flavors like a sparkling citrus margarita, sparkling Ooh. Vodka fizz. They have a sparkling, I don't know what.
I believe Palomas are Mexican, aren't they?
I don't know.
Mexico? Sounds like it.
There's a sparkling.
It's giving very Latina.
Vodka mm-hmm. cutie that has vodka, peach, cucumber tea, and thyme cocktail.
That sounds really good.
Sparkling Fine. Lemon strawberry kiss. Sparkling new fashioned, sparkling cranberry. There's so many.
Some of those sound pretty good. I can't have Palomas. I'm not
because your medicine.
Grapefruit, yeah.
Yeah.
Grapefruit is not good. If you have thyroid disease, don't eat grapefruit.
I'm allergic to it now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. I was at the pool.
I used to love grapefruit.
With a child. I was a nanny at the time. I probably should have lived with that. And I was eating one for a snack while she had her snack, and my mouth started like.
Grapefruit used to be so good with like, some love little, me a dust of sugar on
we
it.
We never had it.
And let me tell you.
I never had it growing up.
I love me some grapefruit. And I just like the process of peeling mm-hmm. and like getting the skin off and eating the chunky fruit.
It's so good.
Mm. But now I can't have any more, and that
Me
sucks.
It's very sad. Mm. Thanks for rubbing in our face, Carly.
Yeah.
Well, I'm over here like, well, you I can have eat to make it, up but for you- it. I never had it all my life.
Yeah.
Well, I'm happy. Let me have it. I'm happy for you. Oh, my goodness.
Right, mine is, you know, I like me a good mixed drink here and there, but they're deceivingly strong most of the time. And I don't really.
For real.
I really don't have that big of a tolerance because I don't drink a lot.
Well, that's why you make it yourself and you can like.
But you know what?
Portion control. Mm.
There was a place that was open. It's closed now. It's called Doma. And they had wonderful mixed drinks. Like, they were beautiful. And, but the one wine, because I usually drink wine if I'm going to drink anything, is white. And it's Riesling.
Mm-hmm.
That stuff right there. There's only been one, like, brand that I haven't enjoyed, and I don't remember which one that was, so I'm gonna have to keep trying until I figure it out again. But I really have not had a bad time with it because it's not like a super strong alcohol wise like it's you can drink a couple glasses mm-hmm. and still be like I'm good
to go,
especially if you don't have a super high tolerance for alcohol. But yeah, and it's sweet, and you can have it dry or wet. That's what she said.
Interesting.
Hey, there's my joke.
Probably don't want it dry.
Probably don't want it dry. That would hurt. But I was like, that would not be great.
Wow, good job. That was funny.
Two back to back. Hey.
Nice.
I don't That's like what, dry wine. I like sweet wine or yeah. semi-sweet.
Yeah.
Which normally wine is my pick. But if I'm going to have a cocktail or like a mixed drink, if I am having dinner, I want a Midori sour because they're delicious and amazing and I love them.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm like out at the bar hanging out with friends, I'm going to drink a vodka Red Bull.
You and Red Bull.
Adam had a bad history of vodka Red Bull.
Why is she throwing your stuff out in the streets? Adam, he's not even listening.
He's not. He's probably over there looking at pictures of Sydney Sweeney.
Girl, oh stop my God. It. Stop it. Uh-uh. I'm not letting you do that to my boy because he warned you. He warned you.
Curl up in a hole and die now.
Oh, my gosh. And if you have... really sensitive, don't play that game. That's not a game you want to play.
Okay, what is your weirdest food craving or something that I'm going to modify this a little bit because I couldn't think of anything, but I remembered a few things growing up that I really liked that I think are weird.
Okay,
so it could be anything, like it could be past, present, future, anything like that. Do you want to hear mine?
Yes,
sure.
When I was little, I would eat, they were called dinosaurs. They were like ABCs or yeah. SpaghettiOs, but mm-hmm. they were dinosaur shaped.
Okay.
Cute.
And I don't know, my mom would always give me like cottage cheese with it and applesauce. And one day I figured out that if I layered them,
that's disgusting.
It was really Stop. Good.
Stop it.
And I would do that. No. I would layer them.
No.
And in my head, no. I'm thinking about it and I'm like, I haven't had it in a very long time. Like I was elementary school when I did this and I'm like, I feel like it would still be good. So I kind of want to try it.
You should. You're again, throw up.
Yeah. And then the other thing is not this weird, but like my sister and I would always have during the summer, we would like live off of Totino's party pizza mm-hmm. in black cherry Kool-Aid. But one of the other little snacks that we would have mm-hmm. is we would have popcorn and we would drink a glass of apple juice with it.
What was okay. the what I don't it know taste why like together
it was good. Mm. It's just like they complimented each other so well, but it was just kind of a weird like popcorn and apple juice.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Odd, but okay.
Yeah. So those are my weird food things.
Hmm. I mean, okay. I have a childhood one, and then I have one that I actually do like crave often. So I don't know if you guys remember this. There used to be blue ice cream from Blue's Clues, and it was like vanilla, but then it had blue cookies in it yes. that were the paw print.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Why don't they make that anymore? That was so good. It was my favorite ice cream ever. But so my family is from Oklahoma, and we used to always find these caramel popcorn. They look like corn on the cob. It's like shaped like it.
That's funny.
And we would always get them from the gas station, and mm-hmm. you microwave them for like 15 seconds and they're like gooey.
Ooh.
And I just randomly crave it all the time and I can't find them anywhere because Dang they're it. At Love's, which isn't oh. really a Kansas
oh,
thing.
Oh yeah, no.
So, bummer. Great. You guys should all try it.
That does sound actually really good.
It's so good.
For me, here are just some combos that I really enjoyed younger and now. So, one of them was Cheetos, crunchy Cheetos,
mm-hmm.
and chocolate pudding.
Do you dip them together?
I would like. I think I had them separately.
Y'all are gross.
And then I
thought
like,
of another one after she said that,
and it was so good. And I don't know why I haven't had it since then, but it was fire. And then like
Sydney
when I would
put honey on her pizza.
Yeah,
I do.
Oh,
they do that at Picasso's. They serve honey on the side yeah. and you dip your crust in it.
It's really just for your crust, but I just like honey.
I'll put honey on my spaghetti.
I put honey.
Stop it.
Like when I go to McDonald's and I get chicken nuggets, because that's all I get.
Oh yeah, honey.
I do honey with my chicken nuggets and I ask for the pure honey and sometimes they'll give me honey mustard. And I get real mad if I'm not going home straight after.
Mm-hmm.
So I
my
guess
brother
that's
did
another
that
one.
As a kid. He would dip it in good. Barbecue and the honey.
Mm.
Okay, that might so be good. Good. I don't know.
Try it.
That's weird.
And then I love Sprite and Snickers. It's just a good refreshing
I like
snack
to put
combo.
A Snickers bar in my hot chocolate. Let it Fair. Melt a little bit and then eat it.
Fair. But we all know how I like my Snickers. Mm. And my process of heating yes. them up. But like Freaking I remember that. Going to camp and like we would get like a snack,
mm-hmm.
like a special snack every like after the pool or whatever. And I would literally make sure I got a Sprite and a Snicker, and that was my
so strange.
Okay. Yeah, but I also just crave donuts a ton.
I love donuts.
Love me a donut.
I do not.
You don't like donuts?
No, I don't like donuts. I don't like pizza. I don't like garlic bread. I don't like bread.
In general? Oh, I love pretzels. And now that they have a drive-thru Auntie Anne's.
Yes.
I'm there weekly.
They get a lot of my money. I think that they taste like cleaner.
Pretzels?
They clean off the counter, the stove, and then they don't wipe it off. And then my pretzel tastes like cleaner.
Oh my gosh. That's no good.
I was talking about that in my story recently. I just love the process. Like, I love bagels and I love pretzels, and they're made just about the same way. Because you boil the dough once you're...
You boil the dough.
I know. I knew they were... Like, that's how I said it in the video, and I noticed it, and I was like, oh, dang it.
It's like the words blended together. Boil is fine, but when you said dough, it's
boil
like...
Boil the dough.
Boil the dough.
Boil the dough. When you boil it and then you bake it, it's just crunchy outside, chewy inside, soft, and it's just a good time.
You sound like you're from Boston. What's happening?
Bowl, soft.
She just has these different personalities that come out.
When I get passionate about something, you know, the language barriers.
And then she turns into an 80-year-old black woman.
My mommy used to make homemade cinnamon rolls.
Ooh.
And sometimes she would make them with the orange drizzle instead.
That's Adam.
And those are so good.
Adam loves those.
I just like often every morning actually think about how good they are.
Not every morning.
Your mom needs to make you some and you can freeze them.
My birthday's coming up. But hers is too.
Shout out mom.
Make her some pretzels. What is it? Cinnamon rolls? Now I'm thinking about pretzels.
Okay. What is your best pickup line?
Hey, dude. How's it going? You like jazz? I like jazz. You heard about Pluto? That's crazy. That's all I got. I don't know.
The only thing I could think of was, hey, don't you, hey, buddy. Hey, don't you live here? Don't you live in this town? Do you remember that, Adam?
Is that what you really said?
No. He graduated high school, he went to school in Wyoming, and I was driving through with my dad, and we stopped in Laramie one night, and we were like at this Walmart because we were in a RV, and so we parked there, and I was like, I'm pretty sure Adam like lives here now. I think he goes to school here. And I messaged him and I was like, hey, don't you live here? And he's like, yeah.
It's not creepy at
and
all.
Then that's how we started talking again.
That's crazy.
And we lived happily ever after.
Facebook wave on Messenger.
Ooh, that's a good pickup line.
At him.
This.
Yeah.
The hand emoji.
And an eggplant.
I've never had to
use a
pickup line ever.
Some pickup lines are really funny. I'm like, okay, that's a good one. But also I'm not into you. Goodbye. Thank you.
Yeah.
They make me laugh, but I don't know if they ever actually work.
Yeah.
The first thing Peyton said to me was, I like your hat.
Yeah. That's like, nice.
All right.
And here we are.
Like, thanks, it has pockets.
Yeah.
What is your guys' favorite way to read? Do you like a physical book, audio, or like reading on a Kindle or?
I have Kindle on my phone, so I read it usually there.
Ugh, I don't know how you do that.
And I love it because I'm literally just like in my bed, cuddled up, and I'm just like this. And because on Kindle, you can do like the continuous scroll up or like the page turner.
You can?
Yes. And I just do the scroll up. So I'm just scrolling up like that.
That's
not
nice.
Not the page.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes, girl. I discovered that a couple years ago and it's changed my life. And so it's really nice now because it's like scrolling like you're on Facebook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So because page turning is... That's a whole lot for your thumb to be doing.
Have you not seen my Kindle setup?
Yeah, your whole setup is so nice.
See, that's Adam the best got way to me go. I have a Kindle Paperwhite, and I love using it. And then Adam got me this little arm thing that connects to my nightstand, and then it has this big bendy arm that swoops over the bed, and I can put it like, I can lay down, cocoon in my blanket, get all cozy with just my head sticking out so I can breathe. And then I clip my Paperwhite's clipped in there, so it's right in front of my face. And then I have a page turner clicker. That's exactly. So I don't even have to use my hands. I just lay like this and click, click.
But what if you want to move? See, that's why I like the accessibility.
No, because then I move. I just move the arm and then I move. I'll lay on my side and read. I'll lay on my back and read. I lay all different ways.
Nice. Because I was reading a regular book. I haven't read a regular book in a while because I usually am just able to download it. It's just so much easier. And I was sitting, you know how like when you have really bad cramps and there's like only mm-hmm. one position that you can be in? Yes. I was like in that position at like 2 a.m. I was like, this is not working for my life.
Yeah.
And I had the lamp on and I leave the baby's door open when he's asleep. And so his room is right beside mine. And so like I knew the light was going into his room because I don't have a light in there and I didn't want to get too low because I was starting to fall asleep and I was like, I really want to finish this book. And so it was a whole thing. Ooh. And I was very uncomfortable.
You could get a book lamp.
I know.
I have one of those too. Though. I have a good one. I got one and it's rechargeable. That's what I liked about it. And it clips on my book and it's a little light.
Mm-hmm. So mine does too.
And yeah. But you got to get the rechargeable one because batteries are stupid.
They are.
Well, I have the Kindle app on my phone, but I also have a Paperwhite. I forget to charge it every once in a while. So sometimes it dies and I can't.
The charge lasts forever and then you go to use it and you're like, oh shit, it's dead.
I haven't charged this in 2 months. What happened?
Yeah. That's some bullshit.
But
why aren't you just a book?
For my Kindle, I would love to have that set up so I could read it at night.
Yeah.
So I don't have to like have the book light. But my preferred way of reading would be to be like curled up all warm and cozy.
Mm-hmm.
And I want like a peppermint tea with me. Mm. And I want there to be an ambiance, like a nice sound with candles and nobody to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to read. But I want to read on a handheld book.
Mm-hmm. A handheld book.
That's a callback from a long time ago.
I like the physical book, but my problem is that I'm getting old and arthritic. Mm-hmm. And like Sarah J. Maas is trying to kill me with her books.
The page turning.
The books are so big.
They're huge.
And they're heavy.
And you can't stick your like finger in your thumb.
Yeah. I need to get one of those little
The thumb holder
things.
My dad for Christmas got me all these little book gadget things. Mm-hmm. And I got this I don't know what it's called, but it wraps around the pages and it has like a little pointer and it'll point you right where you left off.
That's nice.
It's really smart.
But who stops not at the end of a chapter?
Sometimes I fall asleep.
No way.
Sometimes I fall asleep.
I try my hardest.
I do. I try to end on a good note, but sometimes, you know,
I end where I end.
It like that's hits crazy. Me in the face.
Is it the end of a sentence? I don't know. Goodbye.
Right.
Wow.
No, you know what's the worst? When you're in the middle of a book and your eyes slowly close and your phone starts coming closer to your face and then it hits you on your lip.
You know how many times I've been hit in the face of my phone?
It's a brick. It's a this thing. This device is a brick.
Adam drops his phone on his face at least once a night.
Yeah, that was fun times.
Well, this is the last question from Jacqueline, and then I think we have one from Instagram. But what Disney princess love story is your favorite?
Tiana.
This one counts as a Disney princess because Disney officially bought Fox. So I'm gonna say Anastasia.
Nice.
Thank you.
I'm gonna say Rapunzel. I loved Rapunzel. Writer.
That's my second favorite.
Mm-hmm.
But Anastasia is my favorite.
Yeah. And you like Princess and the Frog?
Mm-hmm.
That's so good.
Tiana and Naveen.
She's so pretty.
Just love them.
She's even pretty as a frog.
She is.
She's just beautiful.
She turns into a frog?
Hard working woman.
Yeah.
She's not a frog. He's a frog.
She's also a frog.
Did you not watch the movie?
It's been a long time.
It's called Princess and the Frog.
But he was a frog.
Yeah.
She kissed him and turned into a frog because she's not a princess at the time of the kiss. But the way she comes back to being a princess, when they got married, she became a princess and they...
Spoiler.
Okay. Well, right? Ruby and I need to rewatch that one.
It's been like 10 years.
That one's so cute. I'm pretty sure that's my niece's favorite princess.
It's my favorite. I was going to watch it last night, but
I love it.
Then I didn't.
I just watch Anastasia all the time.
Does someone want to read Sky's question for us?
Sky, our most faithful follower and commenter.
From the beginning, we love you.
She asked, how did you guys meet or what inspired you guys to do a podcast? It all happened on the same day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Literally.
Do you want to start with how you guys met? Tell that story.
Sure.
It all started when I was born. Just kidding.
Back in 2002.
You were not born in 2002.
Sydney and I met because we were both working in a hellhole.
We came out of the pits of hell together.
We did.
We were forged in fire.
And we were not unscathed.
No.
And
we just liked each other. She was cool. We our classrooms were right beside each other.
We're both from the south.
Yeah, we're both from the south. And like every now and again, like when the kids were coming, we worked at the same childcare center. And like before the kids got in there, we would be able to like talk in between classrooms. And mm-hmm. so we were just talking a ton. And so we kept up after she left. And then I then left soon after that. And then I don't know. Was it me and you? What were the book club?
You guys started the book club.
Did we?
Peyton started the book club.
Yeah.
Well, and then my husband works, producer Adam works with producer Peyton mm-hmm. at their workplace, their place of work. And I think they were, if I'm not mistaken, I believe they were talking one day about like Zoe reading books, and then Adam was like, my wife reads all the time too.
It's so weird that they were like, these guys have no friends, we should hook them up because they both like books.
Yeah. And then I think you guys came to a few of Jackson's baseball.
Zoe and Peyton.
Yeah. Zoe and Peyton came to a few of my son's baseball games, and I have my Kindle there.
Yeah.
And she's like, what are you reading? And then they invite me to the book club.
Mm-hmm. And our first ever book club meeting, 4 people showed up.
Yeah.
And it was me, Carly, Sydney, and my sister-in-law.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't the first one.
No, Ruby was there.
The first one, it was Ruby.
And the cat.
Oh, it was just us.
Oh my gosh, you're right. There
and
was
the
a cat in the purse.
And the cat in the bag.
Yeah, that was the first time we'd all met.
I hadn't met Sydney yet.
No.
That was the first time I met Sydney.
Weird. So we were sitting there at the window in Barnes and Noble, and we were just talking, and we were talking so good that
we hadn't even
like,
talked about the book yet.
Yeah, we were just talking, and then like we just started talking about the book, and I don't know who suggested it. Might have been me.
I think it was Zoe,
maybe,
because she had her notebook. She goes,
"Oh yeah."
So Peyton thinks I should start a podcast,
and then we were like, "Yeah, we should do it. We should get together."
We're like, "Yeah, we're gonna do that with you. Give us your ideas."
Yeah,
but then she started kind of telling us what her and Peyton had came up with, and we mm-hmm. all fed into what we were like, "Oh, we could do this and this and this." And mm-hmm. then I was like, "Well, my husband records like music and stuff, so we have all the recording."
Yeah, and I had some equipment too, and I was mm-hmm. like, "Well, let's just get together. Let's pick a date." Put it on the calendar. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah.
So we did like our first recording, and it went great.
Yeah.
Because we were just testing the chemistry. And our first episode is actually our first ever recorded anything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there was a lot of chemistry.
There was.
We just kept going.
Yeah. We have not stopped.
We initially did pauses
here and there, but.
Yeah. We initially did it more for our book club because we were like, we have this book club and not everyone can make it,
mm-hmm.
but this would be a way for everyone to kind of come in with the talks, or people could.
And now we're international.
We
Belgium.
Are.
Tiny, but there.
Yeah.
We're there.
Yeah.
We just got to keep grinding for another like 2 years and we're going to be top podcasters.
Yeah. And then we're going to do this full time.
And then everyone's going to listen back to these older episodes and be like,
they were so weird.
They sounded like shit.
Yeah. Fun times.
But
now we have a whole studio.
Yep.
Shall do.
It is almost complete.
It's gorgeous. And we've lived a lot of life since the beginning of that.
Had a lot of changes.
It's almost been a year.
It has.
Wow.
Because we started summer of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah.
Aww.
We're almost there, guys. What are we going to do?
Probably record.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe we'll do something special, or like a special something merch dropper. I don't know.
Ooh. Yeah, merch. If I can get my Cricut to work.
Carly has a cricket.
It's a learning curve. It's hard.
Yeah. So.
But I think that's all the questions.
Wow.
Well, I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
What's our happily ever after?
I know. Because it's mine. We are going to cover the Love Hypothesis by Allie Hazelwood. And I am pumped.
This book had been on my TBR for so long.
Me too.
And I was like, I'm tired of not reading my TBRs
and just adding more books.
I'm just gonna we're gonna read one of my TBRs. Mm-hmm. So this
we
baby
read one of our TBRs?
I think I bought this with Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
We were together when I bought this, so
at B&N.
Yeah, B&N Enterprises. Anyways, okay, so if you want to follow us on our socials, we are at IG and Facebook, we are Lovers Library Pod. We also have a Facebook group for our book club, and that is a Lovers Library Book Club. If you also want to follow us on TikTok, we are lovers.library.po. Check out our next episode coming out next Friday, and we'll see you then.
Happily ever after.
Bye.
I forgot that was me. What's my line?